It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast, we're going to give away another one of our Opinions Matter travel mugs. So, let's ring the winner.
Hello.
I'm looking for Andrew, please.
Speaking.
Hello, Andrew. How are you? This is Adrian Kennedy here from the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you getting on?
Fantastic. How are you keeping?
I'm good, thank you. Andrew, you entered our competition for an Opinions Matter travel mug. Is that right?
I did a few times.
You did a few times. I can see that. Yeah. You've entered a load of times. Well, right here in front of me, in a little plastic bag, I have your brand new Opinions Matter travel mug. If you can answer the simple question that we asked on the last episode, what was Jeremy doing?
What he stole, was it?
It was what he stole, exactly. What did he steal?
Pick and mix sweets and he was eating them. It's about paying for them.
That's exactly right. It's such a stupid question. Andrew, well done. You just won yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug.
Deadly, thanks. I really appreciate it.
And whereabouts do you listen to us?
Mullingar.
In Mullingar in County Westmeath. Well, look, we have that ready to go and in the post. It'll be in the post to you this afternoon.
Absolute legends. Thanks, Adrian. Appreciate
and it. And more opportunities for you to win Opinions Matter travel mugs in future episodes of the Opinions Matter podcast.
Can I just say, and I wouldn't say that, but is he still on the line?
No, he's gone.
I like a lot of regional accents. I love the Drogheda accent.
Do you? Said, oh, yeah. No, not even Drogheda people say that.
Well, if they didn't love it, they'd change it, clearly. But that accent, there's two accents I can't stand, and the Mullingar is one of them.
Yeah.
It's an awful, awful accent. And the other one is the Longford accent.
Well, what's
Maura Higgins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Maura's a good-looking woman.
Yeah, but she should keep her mouth shut.
Why are we telling women to keep their mouth shut?
But she shouldn't speak.
Women shouldn't be allowed to speak anymore. But Longford and Mullingar, they should just keep their mouth. And your man, where's your man that calls us all the time, Darren Brayley? Where's he from? He has a rotten accent. His accent is like sandpaper on cheese.
Okay, that's not really what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter.
We should talk about it.
What do we want to talk about? Well, let me read a message that we got from one of our listeners. I want you to have a listen to this because it is a listener that is not at all happy with her daddy. Her daddy has her daddy's not happy over something that is happening in her life. So I want you to have a listen, please, to this message. If you talk about this, please don't give out my full name. I'm having an issue with my father and him losing his mind over my relationship. Like, I'm an adult and it's my life. Me and my friends all listen to your podcast and want to hear what listeners think. I'm 19, but my boyfriend is 40 and we're together 4 months and he treats me better than any boy my age. We have so much in common, so what's the problem? My dad has gone psycho and won't let him near the house. He has to pick me up around the corner. How stupid is that? He also said if he ever sees him, he will beat the shit out of him, which is psycho because I'm an adult. He's taking it really badly. Can you discuss parents who interfere with relationships? Because we used to be the best of friends and now I don't really talk to them anymore over this. He's actually 4 years older than my boyfriend, but my boyfriend is far more mature than him. And that's from one of our listeners who shall remain nameless. So let's give her a name.
Fiona.
Okay.
No, that is her name.
Oh, that is her name. Oh, sorry.
It's okay to use her first name.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. Fiona is her name. So Fiona is going out with her boyfriend. Her boyfriend is a fair bit older than her. She's 19. Yeah.
Yep.
And he is 40. And her dad has gone totally psycho over this relationship.
So double the age, basically.
Double the age, yeah. Well, double the age now. In 10 years' time, it won't be double the age.
Oh, here. I don't have a problem in it.
Well, do you not?
No, I don't. There was a time.
Oh, you surprised me.
Yeah, there was a time when I would have had a problem with something like this. But here's how I've... when you have kids, you actually change your opinion.
I would have thought, as a father of two daughters, you would have...
Yeah, I actually
felt
had this,
like that father.
I actually had this conversation with my wife a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about when their daughters start dating and stuff like this. Here's what I want for my daughters when they get to the age that they start dating.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to find a man, above anything else, I want them to find a man that treats them good and respects them. That's all I want out of a man. I don't care what age, within reason, I don't care what age that man is. But when you see, I can imagine, it must be a parent's worst nightmare for your children, either son or daughter, to be with someone who's an absolute scumbag and is treating them like shit. Can you imagine, Adrian, if your daughter was with a fella that was beating her up?
No, absolutely not.
Or
no.
A fella that was a drug dealer.
No, yeah? I would hate that as well.
Or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people get too caught up on age. Once, A, your children are happy. B, they're not doing anything illegal. And three, the man that they're with is treating them with respect and making them happy. What is the problem? And I will tell you, Fiona, and you can say this to your father from me, that he is going to lose every bit of trust and relationship he has with his daughter if you keep fighting back. And I'm not saying you have to be best friends with your daughter's boyfriend who is double his age and nearly your age. You don't have to be friends with him. No one's expecting you to go playing golf and going to football matches with him. But you need to accept it. And you need to be happy.
Do you have to accept it? Why?
Yeah, you need to be happy.
Okay, if he was a drug dealer, say, for example. Okay, he's not, but if he was.
Let's say, for instance, I saw those lads that were in the news this week for who've been sent to prison for that horrible crime of torturing your man, yeah? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine your miss? And one of them was online the other day saying she's going to miss him when he gets locked up. Can you imagine your daughter being in a relationship with one of those animals?
No, absolutely not. No.
Yeah.
No.
Can you imagine?
But so say, for example, he was a drug dealer, yeah? No, he's not. But if he was, would the father be right to say, I don't want you near him, I'll beat the shit out of him?
Yeah, if it's anything to do with crime or anything like that. But if you're...
Do you not find it a little bit weird? Okay, but let me rephrase this. Do you not find it a little bit weird that this woman is going out with a fella who is 4 years in an age difference from her dad? 4 years in
difference. It's very common. It's very common.
It's very common?
Oh, it is. Age gap, especially in gay relationships, age gaps are very common. Most gay people we know, Adrian, yeah, who are friends.
A lot, yeah.
Are in relationships where there's like 50 and 20 year age gaps. It's very, very common. I just think if he is treating... There's so many dickheads out there. So many men dickheads.
I agree.
Who beat women, who sexually assault women, who treat women like pieces of dirt. And there are very few gentlemen out there. And according to her, yeah, she has met someone who's a gentleman. So why would you get in the way of that? The only thing I want for my kids is to be happy. Is that what you want for your kids?
So are you telling
me... Is that what you want for your kids?
Of course it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you telling me then that you have two daughters...
I don't know, you're being hypothetical. My daughters aren't at dating age.
I know for a fact if one of your daughters was to rock up to your house hand in hand with her new boyfriend and the new boyfriend was nearly your age, you would absolutely lose the plot.
I would not be happy about it, but if she was being treated right and being looked after and...
By somebody your age. Seriously, think about it. Think about it logically. Somebody of your age going out with your daughter, you would absolutely flip. I know quite well you would. I know quite well you would.
No, I would flip if she was going out with someone who was an absolute scumbag.
You would flip if she was going out with somebody twice her age. I know quite well you would.
I just said I wouldn't be happy about it, but there are a lot worse things in a relationship than an age gap, yeah? And that would be abusive men or scumbags who are, and by all accounts, I mean, we've seen photographs of the two of them on holidays and stuff like that. In fact, they were only on holidays. Where is that they're on holidays?
Lanzarote, where I was a few weeks ago. Yeah, yeah.
Well, were they at your gig?
They may have been.
No, but it's a photograph of the two.
Although with that age group, I would have seen them as father and daughter.
Okay, there's a photograph of them away in Lanzarote a month ago, and they look happy as Larry. So is that not all we want for our kids? Do we not want them to be happy? You can, once your child turns 18, you do not... By the way, we don't own our kids. You only have them on loan
for 16 years. Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
There's nothing you can do. So you can either do two things. You can be the psycho, which he is being, yeah? Or you can actually accept the fact that that's the decision your daughter has made, and nobody is being hurt here. And nobody's being injured. Everybody is happy. So just put up and shut up. Am I saying something that's completely wrong?
I just think if in 10 years' time, if the exact same thing were to happen to you, you would absolutely flip, and nothing will convince me otherwise that you would. You would.
But the same thing in 10 years' time, if one of them dated an absolute scaldy scumbag, I'd have the exact same problem.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Can you understand why this father is absolutely flipping over this? Or would you be the same? Or maybe you agree with what Jeremy is saying, that you have to allow your kids to do what they're going to do, and even if you don't like it, well, tough. Let's kick off with John.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. If my daughter came home with a man the same age as me, I'd fucking lose it. I would lose it. No, it's creepy. It's not right. It's just not right. No, no. Why can't he find a girl his own age? It's not on. And it goes for men as well, with older women. No, it's not on. It was even reversed that my son came home with a lot older woman than himself. I'm sure that the mammy would have to say something about it, and she would as well. But yeah, there you go, guys. I presume I'd be taking it easy today. But I'll be listening. Have a great Friday and have a great weekend.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, lots of opinions flying in on this one. Let's bring in Vivian.
Hey, guys. Jeremy, on your point there that, like, you know, there are men out there that are scumbags and this, you know, then there are men who are gentlemen. There are also men who pretend to be a gentleman and target vulnerable, young, naive girls so that they can then coercively control them. So do you think that's okay? Maybe that's what our father is worried about, because it's becoming more of a problem and more of an issue in Ireland, and is actually now getting some notice in the courts as well, because it is now a crime. So maybe that's what our father is worried about. Maybe this fella is a wolf in sheep's clothing, as me granny used to fucking say.
Rachel, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Rachel?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Rachel. What do you want to say on this?
I think the dad definitely has a point. I think it's, as a parent myself, I think it's wrong. I find it incredibly creepy that a 40-year-old man is basically just going out with someone who just came out of their teenage years and still, you know, mentally kind of a child, you know? Not a child per se, but...
Okay,
you know.
Let me give you an example of something from my past, okay? My grandparents, my dad's dad, was married, and he had two children. And tragically, his first wife died at a very young age. She was about 40, okay? And that left my granddad and his two daughters. And my granddad then went off and met my grandmother, who was 20 years younger than him. She was 20, he was 40. And they went on to eventually get married and have four kids themselves and live a happy life and blah, 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 blah. Now, nobody batted an eyelid at that. Nobody.
Wasn't that just like the social norm back then?
But even
was 20 years older than my grandmother.
Okay, so what's so different now is really what I'm asking.
Was wrong back then and it's wrong now. No, you know, I'm sure they were in love and all that and they've made children and everything. But I think it's just creepy. I can't, it's so hard to describe. It's still like, it's basically like, you know, if I had to imagine my dad, you know, going after some 18-year-old, I just find it sickening. Like, is that basically a child? No.
Okay, so you're admitting that, this was 70 or 80 years ago, it was no issue. You're saying that things are different now.
Yeah, because, you know, we're copying on to what's right and what is wrong these days. And, you know, back then, you know, no one batted an eyelid. And I think should have, but that was just the way it was for generations. But like now today, we're just thinking, you know, does that seem right? Does that seem morally and ethically correct? No, it doesn't.
Okay, you've heard the expression, age is only a number, and that is, it's a true expression, age is only a number. So what is so weird or sickening or whatever about a man who's 40 being in a relationship with a woman 21 years younger than him, if they all get on, everybody's happy, they've a lot in common, I just don't understand what the problem is.
It's kind of hard to describe, it's just... this girl, she's what, 19?
19.
So she's just an adult. You know, 2 years ago, she was a child. Like, did you not see where, you know,
But as you just said, as you just said, she is an adult. She's an adult now.
She's only just an adult. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. She's still an adult. She can do. She can drink. She can vote. She can.
I know that.
Do everything.
Come on, like, you know, our brain like aren't fully developed until we're 25. So it's just I just can't understand why a grown man would want to go for a woman, or it could be, you know, not as mature as him, and, you know, has still kind of like a childlike.
Okay, so can you understand this girl's father absolutely losing his shit altogether?
Oh, gosh, yeah. My dad would be the exact same. Yeah.
You can completely get... Like, he's not allowed to come to the house. He's to pick her up around the corner. Daddy has said, if I ever meet this guy, I'm going to kick the shit out of him. I mean, that's pathetic,
well,
carry on.
I don't agree with that part, obviously. I don't condone violence in any way, shape or form. But yeah, no, I can understand as a parent, you know.
Can you understand why you won't let him near the house? Why he won't have anything to do with him?
I mean, you know, have him around the house so it doesn't beat the crap out of him. Understandable. But yeah, like, obviously, you know, as a father to a girl, maybe his only daughter, he doesn't want to see a grown man maybe his age.
And apparently there's 4 years in the difference. This guy's 4 years older than... our daddy is 4 years older than this guy, so there is that. But you can understand why this dad just wants to have nothing to do with this relationship.
Absolutely. You know, I'm a mother myself, and even if, you know, my daughter was to go out with a 40-something-year-old man when she turns 18, I would lose my plot. I would lose the plot. I would. I just can't understand why... Hard to explain. I just find it wrong. I find it immoral. I just find it kind of creepy, you know. It's kind of almost predatorial in a way, because, you know, 19-year-olds can be very easily manipulated, and, you know, they don't really have a true understanding of what actual love is. You know, this might be her first proper relationship, you know, and he could be a lovely guy, but he could also be a manipulative, gaslighting asshole. We don't know. And because she's so young, you know, he could have ways into twisting her mind, if that makes sense.
I mean, that's very sinister to suggest that just because the guy is older than her, he's going to be up to no good.
I'm not saying that's for certain, but I'm giving that as an example. You know, that could be a possibility, because men can prey on younger women who are more vulnerable. It does happen. Now, I'm not suggesting that he is that type of person. He could be the loveliest guy, but... You know, we don't know the fella. We don't know what he's like. The dad doesn't know what he's like. And maybe he's afraid to find out.
All right, do me a favour. Stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Let me bring Louise in on this.
Hi, lads. Great topic. Just had a listen in there. Sorry, I can't come on, as you know. Heading out to work at this time of the day. I just think it's completely weird, and I'm talking from experience. I was in a long-term relationship. I got with a guy when I was 17, and he was 39. He told me he was 29. We ended up being together for 13 years, and during that time, I suffered domestic abuse, manipulation. Looking back, I was actually groomed. My family was against it from the very beginning. I actually fell out with my sisters for a good few years over. My dad was helpless. It was just, you know, it was a horrible time, actually. So I'm talking about from experience. I just don't think we'd nothing in common at the end of the day. You know, our evenings would be him fucking telling me what I like, what colour I, you know, it was just weird. You know, it was just totally weird. There's nothing in common with the person. I mean, part of being in a relationship with someone is that you have things in common. You do things together that you enjoy to do and stuff like that. I mean, there's just too much of an age gap. She's 19, I think, the girl, and he's 40. It's just creepy. It's weird. Doesn't make sense at all. It's not going to work. I can tell you that now. It's just not going to work. And if it does, it's probably going to be the 0.1% that probably happens to people in life. But no, I think her dad's completely right. And I think that young girl, she just needs to get out of that relationship now and get herself a life. And he needs to piss off and find someone his own age.
Needs to piss off and find somebody of his own age.
No, and I'm sorry you had a bad... Just because you had a bad experience with a scumbag, which obviously that man was... Can you read back the bit again, what she says in her story about her, him being the kindest man to her? And yes, it is a bit creepy.
He treats me better than any boy my age. We have so much in common, is basically what she's saying.
Okay, yeah. So the young fella is obviously she used to go out with at her 19 and 20.
Immature gobshites.
Immature gobshites that have no respect for women. This man actually does have respect for women. And people are saying, get away from it. So don't be with a man that respects you. That's what we're hearing.
Lisa Marie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Good, thanks, Lisa Marie. Well, what's your opinion on this? Can an age gap of... firstly, can you understand why the father is absolutely losing the plot over this?
Yes, 100%.
On what basis?
Okay, it's not so much the age gap. It's her age. And I don't know this off the top of my head, so I looked it up. Several of your callers have talked about this, the development of the brain. What's not developed at age 19, and these are key if you think about this situation, are decision-making skills, impulse control, risk assessment, and emotional regulation. She has her whole life ahead of her, and she doesn't have enough experience to make a decision. What if she gets pregnant with this guy? She has a kid. Her life's laid out for her now. You know, let her be 25 and then go date a man of 40. That's a whole different thing. But 19 years old, okay, she doesn't have the skill set.
Okay, yet. So you reckon a 19-year-old is incapable of decision-making?
That's funny, because they're allowed to vote. They're allowed to drink. They're allowed to drive a car. They're allowed to get married. They're allowed to have babies. You're making out that this is a 12-year-old we're talking about. This is a 19-year-old woman.
Yeah, I've been a 19-year-old woman, and I know how much I didn't know looking back at it.
You didn't know what?
I didn't know a whole lot of things about life and about men and about relationships and about what opportunities lie ahead of me.
So you
and
can...
in relation to what... Go ahead.
You think this woman, because people using this commentary now, I'm just looking at some of the messages coming in saying that she's been groomed. I think that's a terrible thing to say.
It's a disgraceful thing to say against your man.
To suggest for one moment that he has nefarious purposes going on there with that woman. Like, literally, they get on, they have things. Now, I don't know what... Well, sorry, yes, you can have things in common with someone. Like, I have...
A 40-year-old man can have things in common with a 19-year-old girl.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely.
Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely, I'm serious.
For example, what?
Okay,
what?
Let me give you an example.
Okay, but they both like going to Lanzarote on holidays. So there you go. They have that. It is possible. I work with people.
I was just about to say, Lisa Marie, Katie, who works on this podcast,
yes,
Jeff,
Katie,
is over 20 years younger than me, yeah?
And you get on like a house on fire.
We get on like a house on fire. We work together every day of the week, and we get on. I class her as one of my best friends. We get on that well. Now, is that weird?
No, but that's a whole different thing than an intimate relationship,
No, 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 no.
I'm talking about having things in common, yeah. Having things that you can talk about. We really get on very well.
You said a couple of moments ago. You said a couple of moments ago to me, what could a 40-year-old man have in common with a 19-year-old girl? And that's a 20-year age gap. And what Adrian, and he's rightly...
Let me rephrase it. What things of import could they have in common? They can like the same music. They can like to go to Lanzarote and all of that stuff. Those aren't the things life is made of. Those are not the things that make your life.
But hang on, there's lots of things I don't have in common with my wife. You don't have to have everything in common or share interests. In fact, most of the stuff, Lisa Marie, that I'm interested in, my wife has absolutely no interest in, and vice versa. So you don't need to have all these things in common. I just don't get. And here's the thing, and here's the double standards of this, and this is what annoys me. If this was the other way around, we wouldn't even do this topic. If this was a 40-year-old woman dating a 20-year-old man, nobody would have a problem with it. There's double standards.
No man would have a problem with
no,
it.
I don't think
women, we would have a big problem with
no, you,
for the
you,
same reason.
So you,
same
you,
reason.
No. You never hear women speaking out about Cher and Madonna when they're shagging men who are a quarter of their age. You never. In fact, what you do hear from women
Cher
about,
and Madonna are not, Jeremy, Cher and Madonna no. are not 19 years old. They're not 19 years old. That's
it doesn't
the
matter,
key here.
And they're not with 19-year-olds either.
Yeah, but they're with.
I think the issue here, and this is the point you were making at the very start, Lisa Marie. The issue here is that this...
By the way, Madonna is 67, yeah?
Yeah.
And she's dating a 29-year-old. You don't hear any woman go mad about that. That is a huge...
29 and 19, that's a big difference.
It's
a huge difference in experience and knowledge.
Sorry, there's a 38-year-old age gap. 38
But the point that, the point that Lisa Marie is making is she's 19.
And
that's
she's
the
naive
issue.
And stupid. Naive and stupid. She's been groomed and she... Well,
no, she never said groomed. But Lisa Marie, you believe she's naive and stupid at 19?
I wouldn't use those words at all. I wasn't stupid, but I was definitely naive. And how do you get rid of being naive? How do you end that? With life experiences. And that comes through the years. But I want to address what you said about your grandmother. Your grandmother didn't have all the opportunities that young women have today. You know, they weren't there. My mother didn't have the opportunities I have. You don't even know what your opportunities are until you get out there and
okay, but we're assuming that that Fiona wants to settle down and have kids with this man. Maybe she just wants a relationship. Like, not every relationship ends up with marriage and kids and all that. And from the... And I don't want to be creeping on her page and stuff like that, but we obviously look at people's pages when they contact us. She put up a whole photo album a month ago of her and himself in Lanzarote, and it looks like they had an absolute ball. So they're enjoying their relationship together, they're enjoying life, and people are shitting on their happiness. I think people don't like to see people happy. I think that's what it is.
I don't think that's what it is at all. I think there's a concern for this young girl and her future.
Concern? What's the concern? She's with a man
that she's wasting her life. That's the concern.
It's her life to waste. Yes. It's her life to waste, but concern. She's with a man that's...
She doesn't have the skill set or the experience to make those kind of decisions yet. That's what I'm saying. I wanted to address what Adrian said about his grandmother. You don't really know. I mean, if you talk to your grandmother's best girlfriends back then, they may be able to tell you a different story. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe everything was peachy keen. But I bet she sat alone a couple of times in her life and said to myself, what could I have been? What could I have done? What could I have seen?
Yeah, I can't answer that question, unfortunately, because she's no longer with us. But no, I take the point. And maybe she did have those thoughts as she grew up in life. Maybe she did. Stay there for a second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Let me bring in Declan on this.
Afternoon, lads. I try my best not to be judgmental. I don't know any of the three people concerned. Maybe he does treat her well, maybe they are happy, maybe they are in love, and there are relationships out there where there is a significant age gap and they're in a very happy, loving relationship. But you do have to see where the father's coming from, because a lot of occasions where there's a man in his 40s or even late 30s with a woman who is still technically in her teenage years, he could be with her because some women and some men as well, like, that are in their teenage years, they are naive, they're easily influenced, and there's definitely a power imbalance. And if it was me and my daughter at 19 was someone just a few years younger than me, I'd be very, very suspicious of why he is with her and not with someone closer to his own age. As I said, I try not to judge. Don't know this specific situation here, don't know the people involved, but we do have to understand that a lot of people with significant age gaps in those situations, they're not in equal footings on the relationship. Anyway, thanks very much. All the best. Look after yourselves.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Melanie sent us this message. Is the father right?
No, definitely not. Don't think the father's right at all. When I said it to my parents about the age gap between me and my husband, he sort of just looked at me and then he was like, oh, that's just life. Like, you know, age is only a number. So that's just how I've always looked at it, you know. But she's better off moving out and getting her own place, because she's going to have that hassle forever if that's the way her dad's feeling now.
Bernadette, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks, Bernadette. What did you want to say on this?
Yeah, I just, from experience, I knew a girl who at 17 met a 36-year-old guy, and they had so much in common and had great fun and everything else, and the relationship was going on smoothly. But when she got to about 20, they stayed at our house, and they had been to a concert and everything else, and he talked about introducing her to E and things like that. And my kind of alarm bells went up in me, and I said, why would you introduce somebody to drugs? Like, what's, you know? And I found that when I saw them then after being together for a few years, then I started to worry about the relationship, that it was like a controlling and kind of a grooming. And in so fact, he was using her.
That's what's been said a couple of times here, that yeah. would be a red flag, that you would think yeah. something like that could be going on. And what you're saying is, in the situation that you're talking about, it actually was going on. Or it was it?
And she was, yeah. And she was absolutely, like, she was besotted with this guy. He was quite well known. He was a musician. He was well known in their local area and had a bit of a following. And she was a beautiful girl. But when she hit 23, he went on to a younger model. And the sad thing about this girl is totally so intelligent, a professional. But she's 50 now and she's never really met anybody else. And I feel this actually affected her whole life, if I'm honest.
Okay, so
I feel relationship.
Okay, so at the time, she was what age?
She was 17 when they started dating.
And he was 35 or something?
36.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's kind of similar to the age gap yeah. we're talking about in this story today. Mm-hmm. And he basically started grooming her, getting her onto drugs, all that sort of stuff, and ultimately dumped her like a hot potato and moved on to an even younger model.
Yeah, well, it was all recreational drugs and, you know, showing her this lifestyle, a musician's lifestyle and everything else. And, you know, she was very, very pliable at that age. She hadn't got much life experience at that age. And she's a fantastic life now, but she's never met anybody. She's never married. She's never had children. And I do feel that this early relationship at that vulnerable age changed her whole life in that regard. That's my honest opinion.
Okay, I'm after getting a message in. Sorry, Jeremy, who's this message from?
Well, I don't even know if you're allowed to read it out yet. We'll take a break. Will we a break, Joe?
No, not yet. No.
We'll talk about it during the break. Don't want to talk it on air. We got a message from someone who is in this family, in the family that we're talking about here. Now, we haven't named any names, and the reason we're talking about it is because we were contacted. Sorry, this is literally only coming in front of us. We will discuss it off air and discuss whether or not we read out that message, but we can't read out the name of the message. Look at the start,
fine, yeah.
Okay, someone is not, the bottom line is, sorry guys, we're talking in tongues here. The bottom line is somebody involved in this story is not happy that we are covering this on the podcast. As I've always said, guys, and I'm sorry for Bernadette, we get contacted. We don't force people to send us the stories. Fiona contacted us out of the blue. We mm-hmm. didn't contact her. Don't know the woman from Adam, asking us to talk about this topic. We asked her, would she like to come on? And she said no, which is fair enough. A lot of people don't like to come on. But we have every right to discuss this topic. But there's a family member who is not happy. And we will try and get that family member on, or at the very least, read out the message, because this is one unhappy camper.
Absolutely, yeah. Certainly from what I can read. Okay, so Bernadette, let's go back to the story that we've been asked not to discuss now. sorry, I'm just a little bit shaken from that message. Let me ask you, can you understand why this father has lost the plot over this, who's not at all happy that his daughter is dating a guy 20 years older than her?
Absolutely. Like, when this happened, I was young myself and didn't think that much about it. You know what I mean? I thought it was exciting for her, really. But now what I've seen, what's happened over the years to her life, I really think it had an adverse effect on her own relationship status in life, that she probably would have met somebody her own age, got married and everything else. But, you know, the rejection to think that when you're 23, you're just kicked to the curb for the newer model.
And that's what happened to her at 23. And listening to what you're saying is heavily affected her confidence, I assume, is what you're saying.
Well, she's a very confident girl and everything else. But, you know, if you have an adverse relationship when you're very young, it can affect the way you approach any relationship and you get older and you lose your trust.
But with the greatest respect, it's not just young women that have, like, how many times in history has a husband left a wife for a younger model? And I'm talking about couples that have the same. You often hear of men going through midlife crisis, and when they hit their late 40s or 50s, they go, oh Jesus, this I need a young model. I need a young model. And they end up dumping the wife for a younger model. So it doesn't just happen with relationships like this. The bottom line of this relationship, as far as we are concerned, and we can only go on the information we have, is that she is very happy and he treats her like a princess. Now, she didn't use those words. I'm using those words. But it appears that she is being treated like a princess by this man who's double her age, but he's making her happy. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all we want for our kids, is not for them to be happy and to be treated with respect.
Yeah, but listen to what the story Bernadette's telling about a friend of hers who had her self-confidence knocked out of her for the rest of her days, yeah, by the sound of it, Bernadette.
You can't deal with what ifs, though. You can't deal with what ifs. Or you'd never have a relation.
Oh, no, well, I mean, I know you're saying that, but when you're at a young, impressionable age, under 25 especially, you know, it can form their basis of your whole experiences in relationships going forward. You know what I mean? Like, if things happen to you, they've happened to me, they've happened to hundreds of thousands of women in the country as they get older. But when you're very young and you're the only experience you have is a 6-year relationship where somebody, I mean, she was treated like a princess, the same thing. He put her on a pedestal. She was, you know, oozing with confidence. And then somebody just, you know, oh, you're 23. Sorry, you're too old for me now. I'm going on to the next model. I wouldn't want that for my daughters.
No, and I get that. And come here, I can tell you, and I know it's a hypothetical, Jeremy's... Your two daughters are your pride and joy. Yeah. I know if one of them in 10 years' time rocks up with a 40-year-old.
Oh, disgusted. Absolutely. But... At the end of the
you're
day...
You're just going to say, it's okay, though, are you?
No. At the end of the day, though, there's nothing you can do about it. You're always saying to me as well, you can't control your kids once they turn 18.
No, you can't.
There's nothing you can do about it. So you either risk losing them, yeah, or you shut up and you put up and shut up, and you be thankful that they're with a man that's not a scumbag. There's so many men out there, lads, that are absolute scumbags.
I agree with you. All right, our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. More of your calls in just one second, and we'll discuss that message and see if we're going to bring it to you.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, we have messaged the person who sent us in that message a while ago to ask, is it okay if we read it out?
What we do know, sorry, because we're just looking at the Facebook page. So Fiona, who contacted us, we didn't contact her. We have confirmed that the person who sent in the message is Fiona's mother.
Mm-hmm.
That much we do know from Facebook. Amanda has messaged the Facebook page asking this woman, will she come on? I don't think she's going to. We've asked her, can we read out the message that she sent? She hasn't got back to us, so it's up to you, Adrian, whether you want to read out the message or not.
I don't have a problem reading out the message, to be quite honest with you.
But so, just don't name.
Okay, no names. Don't effing dare try to call me. I don't want my family's business discussed over the radio. Well, you'd be happy to know this isn't the radio, this is a podcast. And you have... no right to be broadcasting it without my approval. Shame on you two. I'm sorry, this goes back to your daughter being an adult. It was your daughter who contacted us. You will do anything for ratings. We are working this out as a family and don't need the help of a radio show. It's okay, we're a podcast. And you don't even know the full story. Fiona told you what you want to hear. My husband is not a psycho. Now, I don't know which bit...
Nobody's been named, by the way.
Yeah, nobody's been named.
The only name that's been given, Mammy, is Fiona and her first name. Sure, she could be anywhere. She could be living anywhere.
Yep, no identity at all. Anyway, sorry, Mammy. Like Jeremy said, it was your daughter who contacted us. It was your daughter who told the story.
We haven't called your husband psycho. We never use those. They are the words of your daughter. So if you have an issue with your husband being referred to as psycho, you need to take that up with your daughter and not with us. We simply read out the message that she had sent us. And by the way, like we always say, you're welcome to come onto the podcast. There's your invite. You know, you've literally 10 minutes if you want to come on. Don't moan about it afterwards saying you didn't get a fair hearing. We have done absolutely nothing wrong here. Would you agree?
100%. Absolutely.
And this thing when people say you're only doing it for ratings. Yes, obviously.
That's what we do.
Our business is ratings. But this, again, this conversation was raised by your daughter.
Who's a 19-year-old adult.
We didn't knock on your door and say, will you please tell us your family? We've told no family secrets. That pisses me off. It really does.
Except that daddy has lost the plot over the boyfriend. That's basically it.
That's you can't sue us over that. That's not defamation of character.
Let me go to Jessica. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
How are you?
Good, thanks, Jessica. What did you want to say on this?
Can you not understand why he's losing the plot?
Yeah,
she's 19.
Absolutely.
She's freshly gone an adult. She doesn't know her arse from her elbow. And he's being a fucking creep. It doesn't matter what way you want to paint it. It was the other way around and it was a cougar going out with a 19-year-old young fella. I'd say the same thing. She's a fucking creep. And there's Jeremy. Oh, well, you want your kids to be happy. Yeah, with a fucking adult who's going to manipulate them. Are you for real?
But what makes you for one second think that this guy is trying to manipulate her?
Because why else would a 40-year-old grown-ass man go out with someone who wasn't not long ago in her school fucking uniform? Come on now. Let's not play silly buggers.
Sorry, men. Let's not play silly buggers. Men, if you're giving out about manipulation, men the same age as women manipulate in relationships all the time. There's lots of women in relationships that are being manipulated, coercively controlled.
Yeah, but it's extra weird when you're 40 and going out with a 19-year-old. It's a little extra creepy, to be fair. It's a little extra wrong. It's a bit of a red flag. And to be honest, it sounds like Fiona has daddy issues. Maybe she wants to go into therapy, get herself sorted out. Because I'm sorry, love, this isn't right. And I hope the dad turns around and tells you, do you know what? Go off with your man then. Go off with your little sugar daddy there, whatever he is to you. And do you know what? When it crashes and burns, don't come crying to me. I hope he fucks her over with it.
But again, what is the issue here, Jess? Is it the fact that she's 19? Or is it the fact that there's a 20-year-old age gap?
She's no life experience. She doesn't have a head on her shoulders. Like I said, she's freshly an adult. She does not know her arse from her elbow. And she's going out with a 40-year-old thinking that he's the prince of her dreams. No, love. You have your blinders off. You'd want to take them off and get a bit of dose of reality. And you'd want to get a quick smirk. It's going to crash and burn. And you know what? I hope the dad and ma fucking laugh in her face.
You can understand why this father has gone completely psycho, threatening to kill him if he sees him.
100%, he's a dad protecting his daughter. She just doesn't want to see that. Like I said, she has her fucking blinders on. She thinks she's met the man of her dreams, her knight in shining armour. No, love, he's a creep. He's a creepo, and you don't want to see that.
But again, I still don't understand what makes him a creep.
Because he's double her age. He's older than her dad.
Okay.
How do you not see that?
If he was 50 and she was 29, would you have a problem with it?
Not as much, no, because at least she's had a bit of life experience. She's just gone an adult. If she was 29 and I was 50, do you know what? At least I can say she's lived a little bit of life.
Okay, so your
19
your
and
big
40
issue,
is fucking sick.
Your issue is that she's a young woman, she's only 19, and you think this guy is an absolutely, is a perverted creep almost for having any interest in one so young.
Well, it's not like when you hit 18, you magically get a head on your shoulders, is it? Like, let's be honest, you don't magically get a head on your shoulders. No matter how mature you think you are, or how ready you are to be in a relationship with someone older, sorry, you know nothing, you haven't lived life, grow the fuck up, and then go out for someone who's older. Than you.
In her message, she said, and I'll quote exactly what she said.
We have loads in common. What do you have in common with a 40-year-old?
He treats me better than any boy my age. We have so much in common. So what's the problem?
What the hell can a 40-year-old and 19-year-old have in common? That fucking baffles me. Like, what? And he treats you better than most of the lads your age. You probably haven't met lads your fucking age. She's a fucking dope. I'm sorry for the language, but she doesn't know anything about life.
Okay, what age are you, Jess?
I'm going 27 tomorrow.
Okay, so happy birthday. Adrian's around about double your age, okay? Mm-hmm. Are you trying to tell me, and I know you've met Adrian socially, are you trying to tell me you have nothing in common with Adrian, you couldn't have a conversation with him, you couldn't go out for a meal together, you couldn't go out for drinks together?
I could probably go for a friendship thing, but relationship-wise, first of all, you'd be barking up the wrong tree, and two, no.
So do you believe it is possible, and this is really what this comes, and that's the question Jeremy's asking, do you think it is possible, and I gave the example earlier on of myself and Katie. I'm over 20 years older than Katie, and we may as well be the same age. We get on so well. We hit it off.
But Katie's lived a bit of life. She's not 19. She's lived a bit of life.
That's the point. Is it her immaturity is the issue here?
It's a lack of life experience. She knows nothing. She thinks she's like every other 18, 19 year old. Thinks they know everything because they've suddenly hit the magical age of being able to vote, able to drink, blah, blah, blah. You know nothing. You haven't lived a life, even an iota. So until you live a bit of life and get a bit of head on your shoulders, cop the fuck on.
All right. We got another message from that lady who doesn't want to come on, who doesn't want to be named, just wants to shout at us, actually. No, I won't be coming on. I don't even listen to this shit. Did she tell you they started dating when she was in sixth year in school? Probably not. Stop spreading lies for ratings, says that message. And that's a follow-on message from the lady who sent us the message in the first place, who is, we believe, Fiona's mother. So, no, I won't be coming on. I don't even listen to this shit. Did she tell you that they started dating when she was in sixth year in school? Probably not. Stop spreading lies for ratings. So,
okay, that's slightly different.
Does that make it even worse, Jessica?
What, that they started dating
when she was in sixth year?
That's a bit fucking creepy. So she was in her school fucking uniform and he was getting his jollies off. Yeah, that's fucking weird. That is creepy. Are you going to deny that that's not fucking creepy? I don't go out with an 18-year-old who's doing her leaving cert. I feel fucking sick to my stomach.
Okay. I do find that a bit creepier now, I have to say. I find the idea of that they started to... I didn't realise...
Oh, now you're switching tracks, are you?
No, sorry.
Now you're backtracking, are you?
No, I'm not backtracking. I'm just saying I didn't realise. We were only given the information that we were given in her message. And I do think it's a bit weird that he... And I don't know, maybe it's just a psychological thing. When a girl is still in school, it's just see her as a girl.
Okay, but she was probably 18 when they... She would have still been at school when she was 18.
No, I do think it's strange that they first met when she was still in school. I'm sure you do as well, no?
Yeah, I do. Let me bring in one final WhatsApp voice note. This is from Martin.
Afternoon, lads. Great topic. I don't think the age gap is the bigger issue. I mean, the bigger issue is the generation gap. That's why I don't think this relationship's going to last that much. Because at the end of the day, well, certainly most 19-year-olds want to be out with their friends and that. And most 40-year-olds just want to, well, if they're like me anyway, once Friday evening comes, once you sit on the couch at 7 o'clock, bang, your eyes are closed, good luck, good night, forget about anything. So I think that'll phase out pretty quickly. The age thing kind of doesn't bother me, because if it was the other way around, everyone would be like, oh, look at your man with a cougar. So, cheers, lads. I think Yuan's dad is overreacting a wee bit, so.
Daddy's overreacting a wee bit, although now that we've heard the final addendum to, well, allegedly, according to the mother, they've been dating since she was in school. Yeah, now, that was only probably a year ago. Okay, let's put this in context. She probably finished school, maybe she did her leaving cert last year when she was 18. Okay? Mm.
But I just think there's a big difference between being in school and being in college.
It's only 1 year.
I know, but there's a difference, isn't there, between being in school and being in college? Ah, there is.
So now you're totally in favour of the father losing the plot?
No, I'm saying he needs to make amends with Fiona, or he will lose her forever over a relationship. It's not worth it. But it is strange that a man in his, well, what would you be in, 39 then? Hanging around school, girls? Whoa. Red flag.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Share it on social media and we'll catch you on the next one.